Hello? You are welcome to Living Seed. We thank God for bringing us to this program even today again. As you settle down at His feet to feast on His words, may the Lord sufficiently feed you for His testimony in this generation. This edition of Living Seed is a continuation of the studies in the book of the first epistle of John on the guidepost to the end time believers. Your way to heaven as well is well marked with heavenly road signs for your safe arrival there. It is therefore dangerous to go on without firm focus on this guidepost. May this word of God today turn your attention to His direction on the way to eternity. Pray along with us. Let me remind you to invite your friends and neighbors to listen on this program with you. Do not forget your Bibles also. And feel free to write us for any spiritual need that you may need counseling. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Let me invite you to bow for prayer as I invite our Bible teacher on this program to bring us this guidepost on the way to heaven, Brother Igbile Akani.
Shall we pray together? Our Father, we bless you and honor your name. We exhort you for the privilege and opportunity you keep granting us to look into the living oracles. This day again, we want to ask that your Spirit will overshadow us as we study your word. We pray that light will shine around each one of us and that our hearts will be turned around even for your glory. As we look at further guideposts today, we ask, Lord, that you will actually guide us in your will. Thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Once more, I want to thank God for the opportunity and privilege that we have to come your way, even now with Living Seed. We have been on our studies in the book of 1 John, the epistles of John. And we've been looking at guideposts unto end-time believers. Today, we would like to continue where we stopped in the last edition, 1 John chapter 4. We were able to study unto verse 10. Today, we would like to move from verse 11 and down to verse 21. I'd like you to turn your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 to 21. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Let's stop there. May God bless His word to our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. By our last discussion, we were looking at how is the love of God manifested. We had said that looking at all the scriptures and the emphasis that the Lord Jesus Christ had placed on the mark of disciples, that by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. So we found that the manifestation of love, Christian love, among the brethren is the only mark by which we can test our spirituality. That whether the manifestation of spiritual gifts, the gifts of healing, the gifts of miracles, we can move mountains and all of that, if it does not operate in the atmosphere of love, it meant nothing. Neither can he actually propagate the purpose of God here on earth. But today, in order to round up the discussion on this guidepost, I'd like you again to see what is the reason, what is the basis of our love life, what should be our understanding of demonstrating love unto people around us. Now, he said, beloved, if God so loved us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet ungodly, Christ was made to be the propitiation for our sins. While we did not even love God, that was when he went all the way to give, to donate, to release his only begotten Son, so that we, instead of dying, might live through him. Now, if God so loved us, that while we were yet going our own way, that was when he laid down his life for us as a ransom. The Bible says, we ought also to love one another. Now, so from verse 11, I want you to note that the basis and the reason for our love for the brethren is not because of the brethren themselves. This is very important. The reason why you ought to love another brother or another sister is not because of who that brother is. It's not because of what that sister is doing. It's not because of the way he is behaving towards you that forms the reason and the basis of your love for the brethren. It is because the love that God has shown to us, you have experienced it. The reason why we ought to love the brethren is not because of what the brethren are doing. If your love depends on what a brother does, I can assure you, many, many times, men will disappoint you. Men will cause your heart to grow sour. And you will have several reasons to want to withdraw your compassion from brothers. We cannot ensure, neither can I assure you, that the brother who has been so good for the past 5 years will not fall into a pit and disappoint you tomorrow. I cannot also assure you that that sister who had been very loving will always remain lovely and lovable. But you see, there is a love from where we draw love. It is the love of God. And so the Bible said, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. The reason and the basis for our love for brethren is not because of their doctrine. It's not because of their denominational bias. It's not because of their response, not even the way they respond to our message or the way they respond to our instructions, but because God has first of all loved us. And each time you love the brethren, you are simply responding to the love that God has shown you. Actually, what I'm trying to say here is that we love the brethren because God at first and foremost loved us and loved them. When you show love to the brethren, all you are simply doing, you are extending the love of God to them, but through you. Each time God calls us to love the brethren, he's simply saying, help me do to that brother what I will have loved, what I will have done to him. Now, I'll give you an illustration from what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 25. You remember in Matthew 25, he was speaking about what will happen on the day of judgment. And I want you to just look at what he said very briefly so that we can go from here. In Matthew 25, he said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, that's verse 31, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you an hungry, and fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, or clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and we came unto you? And the king shall answer and say to them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Now listen to this. Now, there are two issues I want you to note in this particular discussion that the Lord Jesus Christ was raising about what will happen on the day of judgment. First, I discovered that what he will use to separate the sheep from the goat is not the activities of ministry per se. It's not how many demons they cast out, actually. It's not how much messages they have preached that matters now. You see the issues he raised here now? They are the issues of the love, the compassion that was demonstrated unto the brother, unto the sisters that you can see now. Dear brother, I want you to understand this so that as you are progressing in your pilgrimage in this end time, you will not miss this guidepost. The issue is not how many churches you will go and plant. The issue is not how many demons you will cast out. The issue that God is going to be raising on the day of reckoning is, when I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. And they say, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you a stranger? When did we meet you sick or in prison? And we did all this to you. And he simply said, I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, this my brethren, you've done it unto me. So each time we are talking about serving God, the principal issue here is how much of the love of God we allow to flow through us unto men. And it is so cardinal in God's consideration of who sits on the right and who is turned to the left. It is so cardinal. So when we talk about love in the household of faith, I want you to note this is the gravity of it. But much more than that, you now see that each time you show love to a brother, it is not because of that brother. It's because of Jesus who dwells in him and unto whom you want to pour your love. What am I trying to say now? Because Jesus had loved us so much, when we want to demonstrate our love back to him, we cannot say we are sending our love to Jesus in heaven. We can only show that love unto men and women that are standing in his image. Men and women that are bearing his glory in their lives. We do not show love to brethren because of who the brethren are or because of what they do, but because they stand in the place of the Lord Jesus Christ for us to show love. And each time we demonstrate love to the brethren, we are simply allowing those brothers and sisters to touch the love of God. So the Bible said the reason and the basis for your love for the brethren is not because of what they do. If your love is only located or localized to what the brothers and sisters are doing, I can tell you several times you will be disappointed. But if you choose to love simply because you have experienced the love of God and you are responding to the commandment that says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And yet, how do you show that love to God? It is by showing that love to the brethren, by showing that love to the brothers and sisters all around you. Now look at the Bible here. So no man has seen God at any time. Verse 12. 1 John chapter 4 verse 12. No man has ever seen God at any time. So if you say, oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. In truth, that is still but an empty talk. How do you show that love to God? The Bible simply says, if we love one another, that is when God dwells in us and his love is perfected in us. I want you to look at verse 19 and 20. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. That's the only way out. So, what is the reason for our love? Our love for brethren is because we love God. Our love for the brothers and sisters is not because they are lovable or they are unlovable. You will meet so many people that their doctrine will not even allow you to love them. Their attitude will not even allow you to draw close to them. But because these men and women have been accepted by our Father in heaven, we love them because we love God. And that is the parameter and the characteristic feature that you need to look at in demonstrating love. Sometimes you may think you are living in love, but your love is just within your small denomination. Because you are relating with the people that have understood you. You are relating with the people of your own tribe. The people you speak the same language with. Once you see another brother who doesn't speak your language, you withdraw from him and you begin to speak your language to excommunicate him from communication. I want to put it across to you here. Perfect love is that which is demonstrated because we love God. When we help men that we come across in life, we are doing so not because of what they can give us back, not because of what they will do to us, not because of even the way they are behaving, but because we love God. So that scripture says, if we love one another, then it is a definite mark that God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. That is verse 12. I want to read that verse 12 in another version. New Living Translation says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us. And his love has been brought to full expression through us. I pray that you can understand what I'm talking about now. When you demonstrate love to a brother, please understand what you are doing. You are only allowing the love of God to come into a full expression unto that brother through your life. So when you refuse to show love to a brother, what you are only saying is that you do not want the love of God that is passing through you to extend to a brother. And what you are doing is that you are painting God black before the eyes of that young man or that young lady. Everywhere you are supposed to demonstrate the love of God to a fellow, what you are simply doing is to let the love of God flow through you onto that life. But when you close your bowels of compassion unto a brother, it is not only you that is closing your bowels, but what you are doing is that you are also blocking the love of God to flow through you unto that brother. So he cannot see God in you. Neither can he understand the message of Christ anymore. And that is why when Christians don't live in love, they already defeat the message of the gospel. When you do not allow the love of God to flow through you, and you come to say God is love, the people say, but how can I know it? Where is that God to show me love? So, dear friends, God is depending on you as a believer. For men to experience his love, for his love to come into full expression unto men through our lives. Now, I want to ask you, how many people have you blocked their channel of touching the love of God because you refuse to allow God love them through you? How many times have you allowed some people to turn away cold and they have gone into the world outside there because you refuse to allow them touch the love of God
through your life. When we talk about loving the brethren, we are not just talking about you trying to be good. We are talking about you allowing God to touch men in his love, but through your life. So I want to say that actually loving the brethren is the expression of the ministry of Christ unto the fellow believers. When you stand up to go and meet the need of a brother that is in need, not in your name, but in the name of the Lord, you are simply allowing that man to experience the love and the provision of God, but through you. You are now simply an errand boy or an errand lady that God is using to convey his love, his loving kindness, his compassion, his mercy unto men. This is a critical issue that God is asking you to consider. And in the end time, I want you to listen. One of the things that will be a problem in the end time is that people will be very, very exclusive. The world system will continue to operate on the ground of hatred, on the ground of selfishness, on the ground of exploitation. People will be largely on their own. Family life is going to break down. Community spirit is going to be destroyed. Competition is going to be the order of the day. And people will be generally lonely. The only thing that will bring the message of Jesus Christ unto the lives of men will be by the demonstration and the expression of Christ's love through those of us that have believed. And I want to ask you, how many people have been blessed because you love them? How many lives have touched the glory of God because you allowed the love of God to flow through you unto them? How many people have you allowed to touch the provision of God because you decided to share with them what God has placed in your life or what God has put in your hands? Now, please, let's quickly finish today, trusting the Lord to help us. Now, look at verse 16 very quickly. Verse 16, verse 17, and verse 18. Now, the Bible says, "And we have known and we believe the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Now, can I read that for you from another version? God is love. All who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we are like Christ here in this world. That is a very critical statement I want you to note. The only thing that will give you confidence in God's presence on that day, as we are reading from the book of Matthew 25, is that we have allowed his love to be made perfected in our lives. We have grown more and more in love as we pour our life, as we give our goods, as we share our opportunities and privileges with men and women around us. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If you are afraid, it is for fear of judgment. And this shows that his love has not been perfected in your heart. I want to put this to you now. If you are going to be at liberty in the presence of God, you must grow in love. You must grow in sharing even your goods with men. Not because you want to intimidate them for them to recognize that they've got to submit to you. No. God did not give us all he gave us in order to make us his slave. No. He gave us all he gave us because he loved us. And even though we choose not to even recognize him, he does not withdraw what he has given. Now, if you are going to be used of God as a channel of expressing his love unto mankind, you must have to understand this, because this is the biblical principle on which we must operate as we watch the day approach. Now, I want to put it to you as I conclude now. The Bible now says in verse 19, "We love him. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God, love his brother also. If you say, I love God, but you hate another Christian, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we have not seen? And God himself has commanded that we must love not only him, but our Christian brothers and sisters too. As I leave you here, I want to put it to you again, that the only way by which you can be bold on the day of judgment is if you have perfected in love. Not in preaching, not in singing, not in clapping hands. No, but if you have perfected in love, if every day of your life you allow the love of God through you to flow unto men, if men can touch the love of God through you, because you are allowing that love to flow, you are touching the needs of men, you are touching the situation of men with the love of God, then you will have confidence in his presence. I don't want you to be surprised on that day when Jesus will say, please go by my left. When I came to you in my hunger, you did not respond. You say, but where did I see you? You say, as long as you have not done it for one of those ones who believe in me, you've not done it to me. I pray with you today that God will help you to take note of this serious guidepost as you march on towards the end time. Our brother will be praying for you now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching our hearts again today. We pray that your love will compel us to love and share all that we have with the brethren for your sake. Thank you for doing this, for in Jesus' name we are prayed. Note the retest for your spiritual wholeness and maturity, love of the brethren. Will you want to do that which God will be touched and moved very deeply? Love the brethren. Do you want to do something directly and personally to Jesus? Love the brethren. Do you want to face God with 100% confidence on the day of judgment? Love the brethren. God is depending on you to extend his love to the brethren by loving them. Write us today and share with us how you decide to love the brethren. The address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. God bless you.